have him back and be able to hear what you say?
Yeah, well, we'll keep the medical part out of his hands. That's the first thing we'll do there. Yeah, it looks like he's going to practice with us. I haven't talked to the trainers yet to see exactly what's happening. So with not only him but the others as well, we kind of had a maintenance day today. So with Buff, I think we're hoping to have him back for practice tomorrow. So I'll have to check today and see how that gets managed.
What about Bogosian? How much closer is he?
Well, Bogosian needs to practice with us a little bit here before we get going, you know, so on. You know, again, I'll have to see how he felt. I just got off the ice and see how he felt and stuff like that. We want to make sure that we just we give him an opportunity to succeed. That's the first thing. So I'd have to check. And it'll be a day-to-day decision with him, you know, and go from there. So I know you're going to ask me, will he be in the game Tuesday? I can't answer that question today. You know, don't know that if it's enough time yet. I'd have to check with the medical people. I'd have to see how he responds tomorrow to practice. And then go from there. I think his conditioning level is pretty good. That's probably not going to be the issue. Be more of the wrist and how sore it is or how flexible it is, and more of the timing that he would need to require from practice.
Buffum said he expects to play on Tuesday. He would be a guy who could be more likely, I guess, for Tuesday, right?
You would think, yeah, because he's played, right? He's played and he would, you know, skated yesterday, today, and you know, tomorrow, that would be pretty good for him. And so, you know, we're hoping that he can come in and just help us.
Does that make it sort of yesterday's win even more impressive with all, you know, your guys out and your fabric with the food and sort of how they battled through all that?
Well, I think there's a lot of good things about yesterday's game. One of them was it was a road game, a road win. It was a clean 2 points. I think the fact that we ended up playing a pretty decent 60-minute game might not have been pretty in some areas, but it was we did some decent things, at least from a coaching standpoint. When I looked at our team and how we managed that game, and I thought that we got really good goaltending, so there was a lot of positives to get out of there. I thought, we got ourselves in a little bit of trouble that we're trying to deal with. We'll deal with the practice tomorrow. But I think there was a lot of good things in that. And the other thing was that we were able to close out that game, you know. Obviously, being a little bit nervous from what had happened the night before, you get a little bit sensitive to that stuff. But I thought that, we managed it pretty well. It's nice to have a couple of days to sit here with a win, you know, because it's a big game on Tuesday. Obviously, playing Philadelphia is a big game.
Was there something different that happened in that when you're protecting the lead there than versus, say, the Toronto game? Was it just anything in particular?
I wouldn't say there's anything in particular, you know. Yeah, I wouldn't say there's anything in particular. I think that if there was anything, it was probably the need to have success after the game before, you know, the real need to bear down and to make sure we get over the hump. I don't know that there's anything. I mean, how we manage that, you know, I don't know that there would have been a lot different other than just the urgency to get it done, you know. And sometimes you have to face adversity to get over the hump, and the Toronto game certainly gave us enough adversity to deal with for a while, and I think that we've sensed that it was just time to get this thing going in the right direction, because there are going to be nights when you don't get a lot of offense from players and you still have to find ways to win. So that's one of the things I thought we did well in there.
It seems some of the new faces or some of the guys on the penalty kill have really embraced that part of the game. Like Kane or Mistrov come to mind. They really seem like they're out there like with a real purpose.
Yeah, and I think that you know, Kane hasn't had very much time on the penalty kill, but, you know, I think his speed is evident. And I think that he also can create off his speed. And once the puck gets out in neutral zone, he gets into a position where he might, as he gets more comfortable, he might become a threat, especially comfortable in playing with, you know, a Burmistrov or whoever he's killing with, because sometimes you get that turnover and, you know, you find ways to spring loose that really puts your power play on edge. So I think the addition of speed has helped us there. And for not having had that role for some time, with us. I think he's done a real good job there, you know. And that's one of the things we've tried to do, is to just incorporate a little bit more speed and our personnel, and you know, and chip away at trying to continue to kill some penalties.
Does that make other teams a little more, I don't know, careful, or when they're on the power play, knowing that a guy can spring like that?
Well, it would. It would, you know, because if you get guys that are, especially with speed, if you get some speed like that and some smart players out there, you get this thing, the puck recovered on the penalty kill, you could really back people off. You know, if they've only got one defenseman back there, you know, sometimes you spring people loose, and that makes you change a little bit of your mindset in the power play. So I think it's something we talked about.
What's going to go into your decision about Tuesday starting goalie? Everybody's chatting about that this morning in Winnipeg.
Yeah, well, you can't deny the fact that, you know, Al Montoya had a real good game, played real well, you know. So we have to kind of wait and see medically as well, you know, with tomorrow and energy-wise and stuff like that, how Pavlik's feeling. You know, he hasn't had a lot of food that he's been able to consume here, so we've just got to just let it play out here. And so that'll probably end up being a game-time decision on the goaltending and see how that goes. But you have to feel pretty comfortable with what Al Montoya has done there. And I certainly wouldn't be afraid to put him back in, if that's what you're asking me.
Would you flip a coin like Alain Vigneault seems to do?
That's a good tactic that AV uses there. Yeah. No, I don't go to that resource. Me and just try to. He's got two pretty high end goalies there.
What's Ron Hainsey done now with his expanded playing time?
I think he's done well. I mean, the fact that, you know, we've got had some key injuries at the back on defense, we've really required more from, you know, not only Ron Hainsey, but Enstrom and Stewart being more of the veteran guys. You know, those guys have had to log a lot of minutes. And Ron's, you know, has done that, and we've managed to stay at 500. So I think that speaks volumes for those guys, him included, and those three guys. There's two new kids coming in. You know, Clitson has some experience, but really the veteran guys are the three guys. We've really leaned on them, and they've really helped us out. It's been really, really a good job that they've done. Okay, guys. Have a good day, guys. Mm-hmm.